So if we can just turn to 2 Corinthians 5, and we'll pick up the story as we go along.
因为如果你翻到哥林多后书第五章呢，我们就来开始就是继续这个故事。
Let's just pray for the Lord's help.
我们现在祷告呢，祈求神的帮助。
Lord, you understand our need. You understand our weakness. We pray that you will help us this afternoon.
主啊，您知道我们的需要，您也知道我们的软弱，所以今天下午呢，我们祈求您来帮助我们。
Our prayer is that you will give us understanding of your word and then the knowledge and the wisdom to follow and obey it.
因为我们的祷告是呢，请求您呢帮助我们去理解您的话，然后给我们智慧，给我们这样的知识去跟随您去顺服。
And Lord, each of us are coming before you this afternoon from our own set of circumstances, our own prayers, and our own needs.
所以主要我们当中的每一个人都来到你们的面前，带着我们自己的个人的情况，带着我们自己的祷告，带着我们自己的需求。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will look upon us in our need and see fit to answer according to our need by providing us all that we need for direction.
所以主要我们也求您来看顾我们，看顾我们，来看到我们所有的，我们每个人的需求，求您来供应我们，让我们来知道我们，满足我们所要的，我们所需的。
And we ask this now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些人是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, first, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
And the basic theme that runs through these chapters is Paul explaining the logic, the heart of the man of God.
这个基本上这几章的这个逻辑呢，是使徒保罗他在那个向我们解释那个属神的人的内心。
What was Paul like? What was he thinking? What motivated him?
所以呢，保罗是一个什么样的人？他在想什么？他内心的动机是什么？
And so these chapters keep on giving us insights into the heart, the mind, the passion of this man of God, the Apostle Paul.
这些章节呢，给出了我们这个属神的人，就是使徒保罗他的想法了，他的内心呢，还有他的情感。
In this sense, it's all very important because we understand a little bit about our own hearts and minds.
这个里面呢，就是稍微容易理解一点，因为其实我们大家也知道自己的想法和自己的内心。We
understand sometimes a little bit about our own motivations, about our own heart's desires.
我们通常呢，也会理解一点关于我们自己的那个动机和自己的那个内心的愿望。
But the problem with that is we're not always sure whether those things in our own hearts are good or bad.
因为问题是呢，我们不是很清楚地知道在我们内心的那些想法呢，是好的还是坏的。And
so in these chapters, we're able to look at Paul and Paul's heart and be able to discern what is good and what is wrong, what should motivate us and what should not motivate us.
所以呢，这个在这些经文里呢，我们知道呢，使徒保罗他的内心的，他知道呢，让我们来区别什么是对的，什么是错的。像我们的动机呢，应该是朝哪个方面，应该是朝，都是对的还是错的。So
in verse 1 of chapter 5, we read, For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
弟兄说呢，因为我们知道我们这属地帐幕的房屋若拆毁了，我们已经有了一个神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永恒的房屋。
So, our bodies are very important to us.
所以我们的身体对我们自己来说是非常重要的。
We know how they feel. We know a little bit about their strengths and weaknesses. And we hope and long for the blessing of God in our bodies.
因为我们知道我们的身体的感觉，我们知道我们的强项和弱项在我们身体上，我们呢希望呢盼望着神呢赐福给我们这样的自己的一个身体。
And basically we've learned already from these studies that the Apostle Paul had a rather weak, and I'm going to use the bold word, an inferior type of body.
所以呢，其实呢，我们在这些经文里，我们都读到了使徒保罗呢，其实他有一个虚弱的身体，所以呢，他就说呢，用大胆的用一个词来描述他的身体呢，就是不是很健康的一个身体。
I don't think Paul was very healthy.
我不认为呢，保罗的健康状况很好。
I don't think he was very strong.
我也认为他呢，不会是很强壮。
I'm not satisfied that he was very good looking.
我也不很满意他的长相是非常好看的。
And I think if he had a choice, he may very well have said, I would have liked a different kind of a body.
所以呢，我认为呢，如果他有选择的话，他会说呢，我想要一个不一样的身体。
But his job was to take and be happy with the body that God gave him.
所以呢，他的工作呢，就是他呢，来用他，就是接受他这个神给他的这样的一个身体。
And for some of us, that's easier than others.
所以呢，对我们其中一些人来说呢，可能比较容易接受比其他的人。
So instead of focusing on the weakness of his own body, Paul says, I'm going to focus on the strength of the new body that I'm going to be given.
所以呢，为了把他不是把他的焦点集中到他自己现在这个身体上，而是把焦点集中在那个新的天上的身体上。
He says at the beginning of verse 1 that his body is more like a tent than like a house.
所以他在第一节里讲到的，他的身体呢更像一个帐篷，而不是像一个房屋。
When I was younger, I used to often go camping, and I would sleep in a tent.
所以当他还年轻的时候呢，他经常出去那个露营。露营的时候呢，他会睡在一个帐篷里面。
On occasion, it was rather pleasant and a little bit of fun.
所以呢，从某种方面说呢，这是不是很舒服，但是这却有些乐趣。
But when it rained, I often would say, I'd rather be at home in my own bed than sleeping in this wet tent.
所以呢，在有的时候呢，我说我宁愿睡在家里的我的床上，而不是在这个湿润的那个帐篷里面。
So how did Paul handle the fact that his body was less than what he wanted?
因为那么使徒保罗怎样去把持住呢？因为他的身体呢是远远低于他想要的那样的状况。
He said, "One day I'm going to have a really good body. I'm going to have a body eternal in the heavens."
但是有一天呢，我会有一个非常好的身体。这个身体呢是在天上的永恒的身体。
So he says, verse 2, for in this body we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with a habitation or a body which is from heaven.
第二节说呢，我们在这帐幕里叹息，切切地盼望得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
Okay, so you're going to get a new body? Get excited.
所以呢，你准备有一个新的房屋呢，你要激动起来。
It's going to be very, very pleasant, our new body.
你对我们的那个新身体来说是会让我们非常非常愉快的。
And it's true, sometimes in our present bodies, we groan.
因为也是个事实，在我们现在的身体里面呢，我们有时候会叹息。
Verse 3 says, if indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked.
对，第三节说，如果穿上，我们就不至于赤身了。
So it's true that the real you, the real me, is somewhere inside that body that we've got.
所以这个也是个事实，就说呢，真正的你或者真正的我是在我们这个现在的身体的里面的。
And so the body isn't you, and my body isn't me, but I'm inside this body.And I have trouble because often the body that I've got doesn't cooperate very well.
所以呢，其实呢，你我也真正的我在我的里面，真正的你呢，在你的里面。因为通常呢，我为我的身体有麻烦的时候呢，主要是因为我这个身体和里面的那个真我呢，他们不合作。
So it isn't that we just want to get rid of the old body.It is that we want to get a body that's far better. We're not going to be naked. We're going to get a body, but we want a body that's going to be far better than the one we've got.
这个呢，并不是说是我们要放弃我们这个旧的身体，就是我们要搞得到一个更好的身体。我们不会再赤身露体，我们会得到一个更好的身体。
Verse 4 says,For we who are in this tent, this body, we groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality might be swallowed up by life.
第四节说呢，我们在这帐幕里因重担而叹息，并非愿意脱下这个，而是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞没了。
So, it isn't that we want to just get rid of this body, it is we want a far better body.
这个并不是说呢，我们想要扔掉现在这个身体，而是我们要得到一个更好的身体。
So again, the logic is, how does Paul carry on? He had a body, a weak body, a sick body, a painful body. How did he carry on? Answer, he was looking forward to getting a new body.
所以现在问题是呢，使得保罗怎么坚持下去呢？是因为他现在这个身体，他有一个虚弱的身体，有一个就是生病的身体，有一个疼痛的身体。那么他怎么在这种情况下坚持下去呢？因为他是在盼望得到一个更好的新的身体。
Verse 5, Now, he who has prepared us for this very thing is God.Who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
第五节说呢，为此塑造我们的就是神，他又给我们的圣灵做定睛。
So he's prepared us for a new body. We're thankful for that.
所以神在为我们准备一个新身体，我们为此感恩。
How do we know we're going to get a new body?
我们怎么知道我们会得到一个新的身体呢
？And the answer is, He has given us His Holy Spirit, and because of the Holy Spirit, we know we are going to get a new body.
所以答案是因为他赐给了我们圣灵，因为他赐给我们的圣灵，所以我们知道我们会获得一个新的身体。
So, the Christian.Doesn't go around saying, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to get a new body or not. I'm not sure when that's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Christian isn't like that.
所以基督徒呢并不是说到处转悠说哎呀我不是确定我不会会不会得到一个身体。我真的不是很确定。我真的也不知道到底我能不能够得到一个身体。基督徒并不是像这样的。
And the reason we know that is because the Holy Spirit of God is in us and He gives us His own guarantee witness.
所以我们知道，我们有一个新生的原因呢，就是那个圣灵在我们里面，在我们里面的圣灵呢，给我们做了这样的凭据和定性。
And so I have trouble with the Holy Spirit because I can't feel him, I can't touch him, I can't see him, and I have to always believe on the basis of faith that he is there and doing what God said he would do.
因为我总是很难呢知道圣灵，因为圣灵你也既也摸不到，你也感觉不到，你也不能触碰它。但是所有的我知道呢，是因为我凭着信心，神说呢有圣灵在我的里面。
So one of the reasons that I know the Holy Spirit is there is because I have peace and I have confidence that when I die, I'm going to get the new body. When I die, I will be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Somehow, the Spirit of God confirms all that in my inner being, and I know it's true.
所以呢，从某种理由上，我知道啊，有圣灵呢，是因为我心里有平安，所以呢，我有自信、有信心，就是我死了以后呢，我会去得到一个新的身体，我会和主耶稣基督呢永远在一起。以某种方式呢，圣灵呢，他向我保障了有这样的结果。
And some people ask the question, how do you know that? And the answer is, the Spirit of God has given me inner witness. I'm not sure how to handle it. I can't put words on it. All I know is it is true. The Spirit of God has been given to me, and He is the guarantee.
因为有些人呢问你呢，问我说你怎么知道是这样的？你说其实呢，我知道是因为圣灵在我的内心里面。其实呢，我不知道他到底是以某种方式、以某种形式来这样在我身体里面，但是我知道在我身体里面的圣灵呢，他给我保障了，保障了我会得到一个新的身体。
Verse 6, therefore.We are always confident.
所以呢，第六节说呢，所以我们时常确信。
Paul was a very confident man.
所以呢，使徒保罗是一个非常确信的人。
If you were to speak to him and say, how are you today, Paul? I don't think he'd say, I don't know.
所以如果你有机会跟使徒保罗说话，你说保罗今天怎么样？我不认为他说我不知道。
He was a confident man, we were told. Why? Knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
所以呢，他是一个如此确信的，晓得我们住在身体里面，便与主相离。
And that is a bit difficult. He would love to have been with the Lord.He would have loved to have had the Lord walking beside him every day, holding him up, supporting him, encouraging him. Would have been wonderful.
所以呢，这里呢有一点难理解，因为其实使徒保罗他愿意每天和主在一起，主呢在他身边行走，在跟他在一起所以呢，这个呢就是要容易的多了。也如果是这样的话
，But he says it's true.In our body, we are absent from the Lord. The Lord is not with us physically in our body.
那其实说呢，这呢也是个事实呢。我们住在身内，那么主呢就与我们相离了。主呢，他实际上不是说是以这种实体的方式和我们在一起。
And therefore, the fact is, we walk by faith, not by sight. If the Lord were walking.Beside us every day, be a whole lot easier, be a whole lot nicer, but it's not the fact. We're walking by faith.
因此呢，我们就是凭着信心行走，而不是凭着眼见。如果主在我们身边，我们看得见，对我们来说呢，就是容易的多。我们容易的多呢，去行走。但是现在呢，主不在我们身边呢，我们就完全是靠着信心去与他同行。
Now he says, verse 8, we are confident Yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord.
第八节说呢，我说我们确信是更愿意离开这身体与主在一起。
He says it would be better if we were out of this old body and we were with the Lord. That would be better. And Paul says, I'm confident of that.
所以呢，他说呢，如果我们呢离开这个身体呢，和主呢在一起呢，那会更好。所以他说，我确信这一点。
Therefore, he says, I make it my aim to be present or absent to be well pleasing to the Lord.
所以呢，第九节他说，所以无论是在一起或是相离，我们劳苦都是为了蒙他悦纳。
What motivates you, Paul? What is it that goes through your thought process to keep you going to do what you do?
所以呢，就是呢，使徒保罗，什么在你的动机是什么呢？什么在你的大脑里是维持让你继续的前行呢？
And he said, now, what we've just gone over, that's my thinking. That's how I understand things.I keep that in the forefront of my mind so that I am happy in the difficulties of the day.
他说呢，使徒保罗说呢，这就是什么东西在我大脑里所思所想的，我保持一直保持它在我的大脑里面这种想法，因此呢，在我艰难的时刻呢，我可以坚持下去。
And then in verse number 10, we get a strong, bold focus on the judgment seat of Christ.
第十节呢，我们就是来到一个非常的强有力的和非常的大胆的讲到的呢，就是基督的审判台。
What motivates Paul?
使徒保罗的动机是什么呢？
Answer verse 10.He says, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in his body, according to what he hath done, whether good or bad.
第十节说呢，因为我们众人必要在基督的审判台前显露出来，叫个人按他所行的，无论善恶，在他身内受报。
So, how are you doing today?
你今天怎么样了？
And there's a sense in which it's almost like this, almost like that at the end of the day, the Lord is going to sit you down, sit me down, and say, all right, Harold, how did you do today? We're going to give you an exam. See how you did today.
所以呢，这个从某种意义上来说呢，就是这样的。当一天结束的时候呢，主会让你坐下来就问你说呢 ，Harold， 你今天呢怎么样啊？你今天过得怎么样？今天做的怎么样了？然后呢，他会给你一个测试或者审查一下你到底今天你做了些什么。
When I went to school, some days were better than others.
所以呢，当我还上学的时候呢，有的时候呢，会比其他的日子要好一点。
But mostly I didn't like Fridays.
但是呢，我最不喜欢的呢就是星期五。
The problem with Fridays was every Friday we had a spelling test.
所以呢，就是问题呢，在每一个星期五呢，我们有一个拼写的测试。
I was never very good at spelling.
我对那个拼写来说呢，我通常都不擅长。
I got some very, very poor grades when I was at university because I didn't spell very well.
因为他从读大学的时候呢，他得到了很低的分，是因为他的拼写不是很好。
And I used to say to myself, what difference does it make? I understand the words.And I can pronounce them. Why do I have to be able to spell them perfectly?
所以呢，他说这里有什么区别呢？我懂这个词，我也会发这个词的音。那么说呢，我把这个词正确的拼写出来，有那么重要吗？
Now it's interesting, the Christian is going to have a test, not a spelling test, but the Christian is going to have a test, not every Friday, but he will have a test that relates to every day of his life.
所以呢，这里非常有意思的是呢，基督徒呢将会有一个测试，这个测试当然不是拼写的测试，也不是在星期五，而是在每天，每天都要对基督徒呢，对他的行为有一个测试。
Well, I think if a spelling test is going to make me embarrassed, this test is probably going to make me far more embarrassed.
所以呢，我认为呢，以前认为就是那个拼写的测试呢，会让我感觉尴尬。那么这个对基督徒的测试呢，可能会让我感到更加的尴尬。
Sometimes when I go to bed at night, I have to say, Lord, I'm awfully sorry, I didn't do very well today.
所以呢，有时候呢，当我睡觉之前呢，我必须跟主说，我说主啊，啊，我非常非常的抱歉，因为今天呢，我并没有做的并不好。
So Paul says to the Corinthians, you're asking what it is that makes me go around. What is the great motivation in my life?
所以呢，使徒保罗给哥林多的人说，你问我，问我为什么，我为什么可以坚持下去，我的动机是什么，在我脑子里让我坚持下去呢？
And he basically is saying,What's the great motivation in my life is the fact that I am going to have to answer for every day.
所以呢，使徒保罗就必须说呢，他将会说是说是我的人生的最大的动机呢，我必须去为给我每天的人生给出一个说法。
One of the Bible teachers who affected me as a student more than many others.Was a man who was a university professor.
我其中的一个教我圣经的教师呢，他其实呢，在很多其他的学生中间呢，很多其他人中间，他是一个大学的教授。
And he used to tell us stories about how he would approach his students.
所以呢，他会告诉我们一些故事，讲一些故事，他怎样去接近他的学生。
And sometimes in the middle of his lecture, he would simply say, now you should pay attention to this because this particular answer is going to be required of you on the final exam.
所以呢，有时候呢，他在讲课的中间呢，他必须跟他的学生们说呢，你们好呢，这一页我现在讲的呢，这个呢，你要引起你的注意，因为现在我跟你讲的这些呢，在期末考试的时候呢，会要考的。
And he would tell them the question, and then he would tell them the answer, and then he would put that question on the final exam.
所以呢，他会呢，就问他们一个问题。然后呢，他自己会给这个问题给出答案。答案的时候，在期末考试的时候，他会把这个问题放在考试里面。
And he was amazed that so many of his students didn't pay attention when he told them, "This is going to be on your final exam. Listen, write it down. It's going to be on the final exam."
所以呢，他感到很惊奇的是呢。当他跟他们说这个在期末考试要考的时候呢，很多呢学生呢，他们并不认真的去对的。然后呢，他说你要听好了，这个问题呢会在期末考试里，你把它写下来，写下来把答案问题都记下来，要考的。
So how does Paul carry on? Answer, he's looking forward to the final exam. He recognizes there's going to be a final exam. I'd better get prepared.
所以呢，这个里面呢，那么使徒保罗的动机是怎么让他坚持下去呢？因为他知道最后会有一个考试，他觉得呢，如果最后会有一个考试的话呢，那么我现在最好去做一些准备。
Many years ago, I was at university and, I went to a class one day and the professor came in and he acted very strangely.
现在很多年前呢，他还在大学的时候呢，他在一个教室里呢，他的教授走进教室以一种非常奇怪的方式进来。
He'd been teaching us so long on a particular theme, week after week, lecture after lecture, carrying on like this.
因为他呢，其实教了我们很长时间，就是从一个话题、一个主题教到另一个主题，一节课接到另一节课，所以他是一直持续的教了他们很久的。
And then about 3 weeks before the final exam, he came into the lecture hall.
所以呢，在那个就是还要离最后的考试、期末考试有3、4个星期的时候呢，他来到那个课堂。
And instead of carrying on this thing, he jumped up here and he started carrying on up here very excitedly.
所以呢，本来他应该是继续讲他那个主题，但是突然呢，跳过了，跳到另外一个其他的一个主题，然后呢，他以极度的兴奋的方式在讲。
And I thought, what on earth is this man up to?
我说呢，在地球上这个人他想干什么呢？
And he carried on like that for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
所以呢，在后面的3、几个星期里，他一直是这么讲。
And I thought, Harold, I think I know what's going on. I think he has read the final exam and realizes that he hadn't taught us the material that's going to be on the final exam.
因为其实呢，我跟自己说，Harold 呢，我知道要发生一些什么，因为他可能看了期末考试的考题，他意识到呢，其实呢，他平常讲的课程中间呢，根本没有覆盖这个考试要考的内容。
So I didn't have much time to study for that exam. So when I got to the point for study, I thought, what are you going to study, Harold? Are you going to study the things that he's taught you at the beginning of the year? Or are you going to study the things that he taught you right at the end?
所以呢，其实我并没有花太多的时间呢去学习准备那个最后的考试，但是呢，我都跟自己说呢，Harold，你是说是去把自己的焦点集中在他平常从学期开始一直教的这些时间上呢，还是把精力放在最后他突然跳过这个话题去教的那些方面呢？
So anyway, in the little time I had to study, I studied all the stuff that he taught us at the end.
所以呢，因为我的时间有限，所以呢，在短期内呢，我就是把所有的精力都在放在学习他最后教的那些主题上面。
I got to the exam, I opened it up, and I started to giggle. And I said, that's all these questions are this stuff here. None of this stuff is on the exam at all. It's all this stuff.
所以呢，我进到考场以后呢，我一看考题，我就在偷笑，我说，哎。所有的东西，这考试内容全在这一块儿，而不在平常他教的那么多东西的那一块儿。
And so we wrote the exam, and at the end of when the results came back, I got scores way up here.
所以呢，当他就把考试考完了以后呢，当那个分数出来的时候呢，他的分数是远远高于这很高的，得到一个很高的分数。
And my friends, who I figured were much smarter than me, they studied the stuff down here. They didn't get a very good score at all.
所以呢，我的一些朋友们呢，我认为他们其实比我聪明，但是呢，他们得的分数呢，其实比我要低很多。他们在这个地方，
And people said to me, Harold, you're very smart.
所以呢，人们跟我说呢，Harold，你真聪明。
I said, no, I'm not smart. I was just smart enough to study the right stuff.
所以呢，我说不，我并不聪明，我只是聪明到我知道我要学哪些东西。
Paul said, we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Make sure that you're prepared for that day. Don't worry about the other things. Make sure you're prepared for meeting the Lord Jesus. That's all that matters.
历史的保罗说呢，我们都要在基督的审判台前出现，所以呢，你最好确保你要去准备那些在基督审判台之前的事情，不要把其他的事情去放在你的焦点，把其他的事情放在一边，你要确保呢，到时候呢，出现在基督审判台前呢，你会准备好那个考试。
And then verse 11 says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
所以呢，第11节说呢，我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人。
What does he mean by the terror of the Lord? Knowing the terror of the Lord.
所以他这个说，我们知道主是可畏的，这个是什么意思呢？
And I think what is meant is this, that he says it would be a terrible thing for me on judgment day not to be prepared.
所以我认为他说的意思呢，就是说呢，如果我们没有准备好基督的审判台前那个日子呢，那么那一天呢，对我们来说是极度可怕的。
That would scare me greatly. That would disappoint me. Very much. I don't want that terror in my life. I'm going to serve the Lord.
这一天让我很害怕，让我呢感到的呢非常的可怕，所以呢我不想那个在那个我在今天呢，所以我不想在那一天呢那一个日子对我来说是一个可怕的日子，所以今天我要去服侍主。
So he says, what can I do to perform well on that final exam.
他说呢，我呢现在能做些什么，让我在那最终的那个考试中表现好一点呢？
Well, he said, what I will do is I will persuade men. I'm going to start talking to men about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我准备要做的时候，我就会去劝人。我劝人呢，就是我要说服他们去，说跟他们传讲主耶稣基督。
What would the alternative be?
那么最终的结果是什么呢？
Well, instead of persuading men, I could walk the dog.
所以呢，这你其他的想象呢，本来就是说我可以去劝说人的，但是我却出去遛狗。
Instead of turning my attention to the things of Jesus, I could turn my attention to making life more comfortable for me.
所以呢，我们本来是应该呢，把我的注意力全部放在主耶稣基督上，但是现在我却把注意力放在让我的人生更舒服的一些事情上。
There are many things that we could do with the hours of our day. Paul says, I'm persuaded that I'm going to stand before the Lord on judgment day. Therefore, I say, I'm going to start talking to people about Jesus. I'm going to try to persuade men to follow Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，就是在我们一天的时间里呢，其实有很多的选项可以做一些其他的事情。但是使徒保罗说呢，我已经被说服，说呢，因为我要出现在主耶稣基督的审判台前，所以呢，现在呢，我要更多的呢，就是去跟别人传讲主耶稣基督，我要去劝说人呢，信服主耶稣基督。
So he says at the end of verse 11, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences.
第11节后面接着说呢，当我们在神面前是显明的，我盼望你们的良心里也是显明的。
The people often complained about Paul because he didn't live his life the way they live theirs.
所以呢，当时的人们通常呢会抱怨保罗，因为保罗他的生活方式跟他们自己的生活方式不一样。
And so he says, the reason I do what I do is because God knows what I'm doing. I want to please God.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我这么做的理由呢，是因为神知道，神知道，所以我要想让神喜悦。
So he says, what I'm doing because it makes sense to God. And frankly, I'm doing it because I think it makes sense to your consciences.
所以呢，他说呢，我这么做的目的呢，是因为呢，我认为在神面前呢，做这么做是有道理的。我这么做的另外一个原因呢，是因为你们自己的良心觉得我这么做呢也是有道理的。
And the problem is that many people will say one thing, but their conscience will tell them something else.
所以呢，非常普遍的说呢，很多人他说的是一件事情，但是他的良心呢，会告诉他呢，不是那么回事。
Paul says, I'm going to serve God. If I do that, many of you will say you're foolish, but their conscience of many of them will say he's right, but I'm going to say he's foolish.
所以呢，实际上呢，使徒保罗说呢，我准备这么去服侍神，但是呢，你们中间很多人呢会说我这么做是很愚蠢的，但是你们中间有些人呢，他的良心呢认为我这么做是对的，但是他们嘴上却说我这么做是愚蠢。
One of my friends told me this story.
我的其中一个朋友呢告诉我这么一个故事。
He said, I was raised in a Christian home.
他说我是在一个基督徒家长大的。
He said, I knew the truth of God, and I was told it from a boy.
所以呢，他说我知道神的真理，因为我还是个孩子的时候呢，他们就教我。
And he said, one day, when I was a man, I was out with some of my relatives and some friends. We had all been raised in Christian homes. We all knew the truth of God.
有一天呢，我和其他的呢，我的家其他的那些亲戚朋友们在一起，他们那些所有的人呢，其实都是在基督徒家里长大的，他们也都知道神的真理。
And he said, we each began to tell stories, and we each began to laugh about the foolishness of serving God.
所以呢，他们呢，每个人呢就开始那个开始讲自己的故事，然后呢，每个人都开始去笑话，就是他们服侍神的时候那些愚蠢的事情。
And he said, we started telling jokes, and we said some bad things. We laughed at some bad things.
在我们开始讲笑话，我们讲了一些坏的事情，然后呢，讲那些坏的事情以后呢，我们开始笑。
And he said, we all said bad things against God, but.
他说呢，我们所有的人都说的那些坏话就针对神的，但是。
In my conscience, I was saying to myself, we're going to be held responsible for saying this one day.
所以呢，他说呢，但是在我的内心呢，我的良心告诉我们，我们这终有一天要为我们今天所说的这些话负责任。
He said, "With in my mouth, I said I'm with my sinful friends."
所以呢，他说从他嘴里说呢，他是和他那些罪的朋友们站在一起的。
But he says, "My conscience says."I know you're wrong.
但是他说呢，我良心说我知道我错了。
Now, many of the Corinthians said, Paul, you're very wrong.
所以其中呢，很多人呢，基督徒对使徒保罗说，保罗啊，你错了。
Paul says, I know, God knows I'm right.
所以使徒保罗说，我知道，神知道我是对的。
And he said, I believe that your consciences know that I'm right too.
他说呢，我相信呢，你们的良心呢，也知道我是对的。
Now, why in verse 11 at the beginning do we have the word terror? That's a very strong word.
所以呢，我们为什么要在第十一节里讲到的那个可怕的这个词呢？这是一个很强的词。
We talk about terrorists in the world today.
我们讲到的呢，恐怖分子，今天世界上我们读到的。
They bring bombs.
他们呢，制造炸弹。
They destroy many things.
他们破坏很多的东西。
Many times they even destroy life.
但很多次呢，他们甚至呢，就是杀死生命。
We call them terrorists.
我们把他们称之为恐怖分子。
Why does he use that word here?
为什么他要把这个恐怖这个词用在这里？
Answer, because the loss sustained by those who do not follow God is extremely great. Don't pretend that you can go your own way and God won't hold you responsible. Of course you're going to suffer loss.
因为呢，那个其实呢，那些反对神不跟随神的人呢，他们最终呢，他们的损失是极其大的。所以呢，就是说呢，你不要的假装，就是说呢，你不跟随神，不跟随神呢，神呢不会让你为今天所做的事情负责任。神当然呢，他要让你为你的那个不跟随神的事情做出要负责任的。
So what Paul is doing here is he's explaining himself.The motivation he's got in his life, he's explaining that to the Corinthians.
其实呢，使徒保罗在这里呢，他就把这个解释给他自己的人生，解释给他们当时的哥林多的那些基督徒们听。
And now in verse 12, he says, For we do not commend ourselves again to you.
第十二节说呢，我们不是向你们再推荐自己。
He says, I'm not doing this to defend myself. I'm not telling you what's going on in my life in order for you to say, Oh, wow, Paul, you're really good. You're way ahead of me.
所以呢，使徒保罗说，我不是说要为我所说的这些辩护。我告诉你们我的故事并不是说呢，保罗你比我们要厉害多了。
So he's not saying that in order to commend himself to them, but he says, I'm doing this to give opportunity, to give you opportunity to glorify God on our behalf.
其实呢，他说呢，我不是向你们再推荐我自己，而是叫你们因我们有可夸之处，好对那些凭外貌不凭内心夸的人有言可答。
So basically he's saying, if you know what motivates me, then when it's over, you don't need to say, oh, Paul, you're really good. What you could say is, God was so good, he even sent the apostle Paul to you.
他其实是呢，使徒保罗这里基本上说呢，我告诉你这些，告诉我自己的经历呢，并不是说呢，我告诉你我的动机，并不是说的到最终的时候，你说啊，那个Paul，你真的是很好，你会说呢，是神真的很好，因为神呢，就算是把你保罗派到我们这里来跟我们讲这些。
Now that often happens.Not just in the logic of the Corinthians, but it often happens to Christians today.
这样的逻辑呢，并不是说是仅仅只发生在当时的那个基督徒，哥林多的基督徒身上，同样呢，发生在我们当代的基督徒身上。
Over time, in my lifetime, I have learned a little bit about the preachers who come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
就在他的一生中呢，一次一次的，他知道一些呢，来到我们的第十六届福音教会的那些讲道人。
Some of them were absolutely outstanding men of God.
所以呢，他们其中一些人呢，是绝对的杰出的属神的人。
And periodically, I sit back as I look in over the history and look back at my own life, and I say, Harold, God must love you a great deal. He sent you some of the most outstanding men of God who've ever lived.
通常呢，我会那个坐在那个座位上，坐在座位上呢，这个时候呢，当他们讲到的时候呢，我自己在想，我说 Harold 啊，神呢一定会是非常的爱你，所以呢，他把这些那么多杰出的属神的人呢派到这里来讲道。
How would you have felt if you realize that God loved you. You were in the church at Corinth, and God loved you so much that he actually sent the apostle Paul to preach to you.
所以呢，你是会有什么样的感觉呢？如果你当时呢是在哥林多的教会里，你意识到呢说神是如此的爱你，甚至说是把像使徒保罗这样的讲道人派到你的教会来给你讲道。
He could have sent Waldo to you. You would have said, "Thank you very much, Waldo. You're a nice man. Thank you for telling me."
所以呢，神可以能把某某人派到你那里去。某某人讲了，你说啊，某某人，你是一个很好的人，谢谢你告诉我，直接跟我讲了这么多东西。
But he sent, the apostle Paul to them.
所以呢，神把使徒保罗派到他们那去了。
Years ago, I invited a man to come to preach to us at 16th and in Vancouver for a few weeks.
所以呢，很多年前呢，我就是说，邀请了一个人来到第十六届福音教会呢讲道，也会在英国华其他的教会讲几个星期道。
And the man said, "Yes, Harold, I'll be happy to come. You arrange the meetings, and I will come and I will preach to you."
所以呢，那个人说呢 ，Harold 呢，我非常愿意来，我非常高兴来讲道。所以你把那个会议啊、议程呢都安排好，我会来到温哥华给你们讲的。
I told some of my friends that this man was coming. They said he can't come to Vancouver. He can't come to 16th Avenue. He's a really good preacher. You can't get him.
所以呢，我就告诉一些人说他要来，就是有人说不可能，不可能，他不可能来温哥华，因为他是一个非常的杰出的一个讲道人，他不可能出现在我们温哥华。
I said, well, matter of fact, he said he's going to come, and he did come.
所以呢，我说事实上呢，他说了他要来，而且他真的来了。
And then I said, Harold, the Lord Jesus really must love you.He sent that really, really good man of God. He could have gone anywhere. And instead of going anywhere, he came to Vancouver. He came to 16th Avenue to tell us about the Lord. How good is God?
这个呢，我说呢，Harold 那个主耶稣基督呢，他一定会非常非常爱你。他把这么一个杰出的属神的人呢，派到温哥华了，派到第十六届福音教会来讲道。其实他可以在其他的任何地方讲道，但是他却没有去其他的任何地方。他来到了这个温哥华，来到你的教会，跟你讲主耶稣基督是有多好。
And the other day.I invited another outstanding man of God to come and help us in Vancouver.
所以呢，另外一个时候呢，我也邀请一个杰出的属神的人呢，来到温哥华来帮助我们。
And he said yes.
他说我会来。
And what do I do?
那我会怎么做
？I glorify God. I say, God, you're a wonderful God. You.Even are willing to send us the best.
所以呢，我把荣耀给神。我觉得神呐，您真是一个好的神。你甚至把这样一个杰出的属神的人呢，派到这里来帮助我们。
And so, verse 12 ends with the phrase, "That you may have something to answer those who glory in appearance and not in heart."
所以呢，这个里面呢。就是第十二节结束说好在那些凭外貌不凭内心夸口的人有言可答。
Okay, and some people say, does God care about you?
有些人说呢，神真的关心你吗
？And I say, yes, he cares about me.
不是的，神很关心我的。
And sometimes I look at the books on my shelf.
有时候呢，我看到我书架上的书。
And I say, this is amazing. I know those people. I understand. I got four books here that I'm working through right now. I'll just tell you a little bit about them.
因为我说那这个是太神奇了，我知道这些书的作者。我现在呢，我这里有四本书我正在读的，我要把它分享一点给你们。
This is an outstanding book about the suffering of a man, in Vietnam a few years ago. An absolutely amazing book.
这个是一本呢很优秀的书。这个书呢告诉你一个人呢很多年前呢在那个越南受的苦。所以这个是一本也很优秀的书，讲的很优秀的故事。
He was preaching at our missionary breakfast a few weeks ago.
所以呢就是几个星期前他在我们的那个宣教的一个早餐会上。
This is a relatively new book on the subject of God in us, the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢这个里面呢就是一个本很新的书，说神在我们中间，然后呢圣灵在我们身上所做的工。
It's a great book by Bill Yule. He's often been at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以这个叫一个 Bill Yule 的，他写的一本书，他经常来我们第十六届福音教会。
This is a book about the Pell family.
这个是那个叫 Pell 家庭的人写的书。
Outstanding men of God, outstanding family of God, living, probably, 50 to 100 years ago.
所以呢那些杰出的人呢杰出的就是那个属神的家庭，他们大约呢活在520年前。
Both the author and the man that the book is all about, both of them have been at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, often preaching the truth of God.
其实这些人呢通常呢他们会在第十六届福音教会，他们通常呢来第十六届福音教会讲道。
How do we deserve that?
我们怎么配得这些呢？
God is good. He sees fit to give us the best. And God sent the Apostle Paul to Corinth. And the Corinthians said, it's true, God, you're good. You've sent us the best.
所以呢神他是良善的，他会给我们最好的。所以呢神把那个使徒保罗就是最好的给呢给哥林多人，所以哥林多人说，神呢您是良善的，您把最好的给了我们。
And so some of the people used to say about Paul, you know, he's a really nice guy, but he's a little bit crazy.
所以呢有些人说呢其实使徒保罗他真的是个好人，但他只是有点疯狂。
And he does some good things, but, he says some things we don't understand. We think he's just a little bit crazy.
所以呢他去做一些事情，他说一些话，那我们真的不是很理解，所以我们认为呢他是有点疯狂的。
And so verse 13 says, for if we are beside ourselves, it's for God. And if we are, of sound mind, it is for you.
第13节说，我们若癫狂是为神，若清醒是为你们。
He's saying, whether you think I'm crazy or not, I want you to know that I'm doing what God wants me to do, and what I'm doing is for your sake as well.
所以呢他说不管你认为我是疯狂还是不疯狂，但是呢我所做的事情呢都是为了神，也是为了你们的缘故。
So if the Apostle Paul were to come to Vancouver, would you like him to come to 16th Avenue Chapel?
所以呢如果使徒保罗他能够有机会来到温哥华，你愿意他来到我们第十六届福音教会吗？
And I think you'd say, yeah, we want him to come to 16th.
你会说是的，我想要他来到十六届。
And probably when he did, he would tell us where we were wrong.
所以呢有可能呢如果他真的来了，他会指出我们所做的一些错的事情。
And we would say, well, God, I don't like that. I would like him to come pat us on the head and say, there, you're a good boy.
所以呢，我们是说，我不想他来指出我们的错误。我想他来的时候呢，拍拍我头说：“哎，你真是个好孩子。
And so Paul is explaining himself to the Corinthians.
”所以现在呢，使徒保罗呢，跟他哥林多人呢解释他自己。
And so the logic carries on. Why are you doing this, Paul?
所以这个逻辑呢，继续，为什么保罗你要这么做呢？
Verse 14, he says, For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if God one died for all, then all died, and he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
第十四节、第十五节说呢，因为基督的爱驱使我们，因我们断定一人既替众人死了，众人就都死了。第十五节说，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人今后不再为自己活，乃是为那替他们死而复活的主活。
Why did Paul do what he did?
为什么使徒保罗要做他做的那些事儿？
He says, it's the love of Christ that constrains me to do what I do. Jesus loved me. That's what constrains me.
是那个主耶稣基督的爱驱使我去做这些事情，因为主耶稣基督爱我，这是那出自主耶稣基督的爱，他驱使了我做这些。
Okay, he says, because this is how we think. Number one, if one died for all, then are all dead.
这个是为什么？一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Why did Jesus die for me?
为什么主耶稣基督要为我而死？
Because I was dead, that's why.
因为我从前是死的，这是为什么？
If I owed $50,000, then I can understand Jesus could pay the $50,000 for me.
如果我欠了别人$50,000的债，但是我相信呢，主耶稣基督会为我还这$50,000的债。
And so you go to Jesus and you say, Jesus, why did you pay $50,000 for Harold?
因此你就去找主耶稣，你说主耶稣啊，你为什么要为 Harold 付那$50,000的账呢？
And the answer would be, because Harold was in debt $50,000 and he couldn't pay it.
他说答案就是呢，那个 Harold 呢，他欠了$50,000的债，他没有能力偿还。
And so you would say, well, that's very, very nice. Thank you for doing that for Harold.
所以你说这个太好太好了，谢谢你为了 Harold 还那钱。
But my problem, Paul's problem, was not that I owed $50,000. My problem was I am dead. Paul's problem was he was dead. And the proof of that is Jesus died to set that right.
所以呢，这个呢，其实呢，我们现在问题呢，保罗的问题不是欠$50,000债的事，而是呢，我死了，保罗呢，他其实也是死了。那么主耶稣基督呢，他为我而死，来纠正这个事情。
Paul says the only reason Jesus died is because I was dead.
所以使徒保罗说，这主耶稣基督死的唯一原因呢，是因为我死了。
Verse 15, and that he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves.
第十五节说呢，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人今后不再为自己而活。
Okay, so I've died, Jesus died for me, now I live. How do I live?
所以呢，其实我曾经死了，那主耶稣基督为我而死，那么现在我活了，那我怎么活？
Well, I live for Jesus, because if I don't live for Jesus, it wouldn't make any sense. He died for me, and if he hadn't died for me, I'd be dead. But because he died for me, I can live. I'm going to live for Jesus, he said.
因为他说这个呢，就是我要为主耶稣基督而活，因为呢，这个呢就是很有道理。如果说呢，我不为他活就没有道理，因为我从前死的，主耶稣基督为我而死，现在我又活了，所以我当然要为主耶稣基督而活了。
So I'll tell you the story again of Joe Sabian, who used to live, used to fellowship at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, but two or three years ago, he died.
对，那我要给大家讲一个故事，就是叫 Joe Sabian。Joe Sabian 呢，他从前呢，就以前在我们第十六届福音教会的，就是几年前呢，他死了。
But this is the story. It took place in his life before he became a Christian.
所以这个故事呢，发生在呢，他成为基督徒之前。
He was an engineer.
他是个工程师。
He was working on a big project, actually in the south of Iran.
所以呢，其实呢，他是一个在那个很那个，就是做一个很大的项目工程，在那个伊朗的南部。
It gets very, very hot in Iran, and it was summertime and hot, and so instead of working through the middle of the day, the project worked early in the morning and late in the evening, but took a long time off in the middle of the day because it was too hot.
因为伊朗呢是非常炎热的呢，所以他的那个工程呢，必须说是在早晨开始做一段时间，然后在傍晚呢再做一段时间，所以这个工作时间在中间呢，因为要留出很长的时间，因为呢天气太炎热了。
Most people used to sleep in the middle of the day.
所以呢，很多人呢，他可能就是在中午做一个午睡。
The Spanish have a word for it. They call it a siesta.
所以呢，那个西班牙人呢，他把这个有一个词叫 siesta。
This particular day, he thought, no, I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to go for a swim.
所以呢，在有一个特定的一天呢，他说呢，我今天不午睡呢，我要去游泳。
So he was staying in the hotel and at siesta time, he went down for a swim. Everybody else was asleep.
所以呢，就是他当时呢，从那个酒店里出来，就是在这个午睡的时间呢，别人都在午睡，但是他去游泳。
When he got to the pool, he was amazed. There was a man in the pool.
所以当他来到游泳池边的时候呢，他很惊奇地看到一个人在游泳池里。
And the man wasn't moving.
那个人呢，他不动。
Joe said, that man is drowning.
也那个约呃，就是说呢，那个人呢，可能淹死了。
He ran, he dove into the pool, he pulled the man out onto the side deck, and he started giving him artificial respiration.
然后呢，其实呢，他就跳进了游泳池，跳进游泳池，跑过去跳进游泳池，把那个人呢，把他推到那个游泳池的边上，然后起来呢，给他做那个人工呼吸。
After a few moments, the man began to breathe. And he realized that, Joe realized that he hadn't died, he was actually alive.
所以呢，其实那个坐了一会儿以后呢，那个人呢就开始动了，所以就呢，他意识到这个人呢，他并没有死，他还活着。
And Joe said, after a while, the man recovered and looked at Joe and said to him, you saved my life.
所以呢，他说呢，过了一段时间呢，那个人呢，看到了那个救的时候呢，他就跟他说呢，你救了我一命。
Joe said to him, well, I guess you're right. He said, if I hadn't come down here, you'd probably be drowned by now.
他说呢，是啊，我认为你说的是对的。如果我没有下到游泳池旁边，你可能早就淹死了。
Well, the man says, if that's the case, then I'll be your servant. What do you want me to do?
所以他说，如果是这样的话呢，我想做你的仆人，你想要我干什么？
Joe said, no, no, everything's fine. I don't need you to do anything. I don't need you to pay me or anything.
所以呢，就说呢，没什么事，其实我也不想要你为我做任何事情，我也不想要你给钱给我。
The man said to him, if you hadn't saved me, I'd be dead. Is that right?
那个人说呢，如果你没有救我，我就死了，是不是？
Joe said, well, yeah, I guess that's right.
人家就说，对对，那是。
Well, he said, if you have saved me and I'm not dead, then I owe my life to you. I will do whatever you want me to do for you.
他说呢，如果你没有救我呢，我就死了。但因此呢，我欠你一条命，所以呢，我会去做你要我做的任何的事情。
You name it, I will do it. You name it, I will pay it. I will give you anything because you saved my life. If you hadn't saved my life, I couldn't do anything. I will give you everything.
你说出来，我就会去做。你说出来，我就会去付钱。所以呢，因为呢，如果你没有救我的话，我就早就死了。所以呢，我欠你一条命。你要我做什么，让我做任何事情，为了你，我都会去做。
Joe said, well, thank you very much. I'm not going to take anything from you. And that basically was the end of that story.
所以呢，就是说呢，他问妹妹，我不希望你为我做任何事情，我也不想从你那里索取任何事情。这基本上来说呢，这故事就应该结束了。
But when Joe became a Christian, he understood that story.
所以当就成为基督徒的时候呢，他明白那个故事。
And he said to the Lord Jesus, I will do anything for you.
所以他跟主耶稣基督说，主啊，我会为你做任何事。
I will pay anything for you.
我会为任何事情为你去付出。
Now Paul says, that's how I live. You want to understand me? You understand that story. Jesus died for me. I'm going to live. For him.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，这就是我为什么活的。你要想理解我，我就是这样的。主耶稣基督他为我而死，所以我要为他而活。
Therefore, verse 16 says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh.
所以呢，第十六节说，所以我们从今以后不凭着肉身认人了。
He says, I don't think the way I used to think.
我并不像以前那样去思考。
I used to think the same way all kinds of other people think, but I don't think that way anymore.
对，通常我的想法和所有其他人的想法是类似的，但是现在我不再像那样去思考。
Now I realize I don't live for myself. I'm living for Jesus. I don't look at people according to the flesh.I look at people according to the new life I have in Jesus.
所以呢，其实呢，就是呢，现在呢，我不再为我自己而活，我为主耶稣基督而活，我也不再去说凭着肉身去认人，去看着那些人的外面的事情，我要看他的里面的那个新的生命。
He says, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him, no longer.
你这个接着说呢，虽然凭着肉身认过基督，今后却不再这样认他了。
He says, I used to think of Jesus as just a man, and I used to treat him in the way I would treat ordinary men in an ordinary way. Not anymore, he says.
他说呢，我过去呢认为呢主耶稣基督只是个人，所以呢我把他跟其他的人呢一样的去对待，所以呢我过去那么做，我现在不再会那么去做，不再去那么想。
Now, how profound is that life change?
所以这个生命的改变有多么的深刻了。
Joe, my friend,could have said to that man who had been drowning, he could have said, well, frankly, what I would like you to do, I would like you to come now and be my servant.
所以呢，其实呢，就呢，当时呢，他可以去跟那个他救的那个人说呢，那现在你来吧，你做我的仆人吧。
And Joe could have had him do all kinds of errands for him. He could have had him pay all kinds of money for him.And the man could have had a totally different life just serving Joe.
所以呢，这个呢，就呢，可以让他去做任何的其他的事情，让他去为他所有的任何的东西去付账。但是呢，如果这个人呢，他只是一辈子只是服侍那个舅的话呢，那他的生命呢，会完全的不一样。
But Joe said, no, I won't insist on that.
所以呢，就说呢，不，我不坚持你这么做。
But Paul said, Jesus, I'm going to treat you that way. I'm going to serve you regardless of what others might think.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，主啊，我要像那样以那种方式去服侍您，不管别人怎么想，都要这么做。
Now verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
就是意思说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造之物，旧事已过，看了。全都变成新的了。
And so we often read in scripture the phrase being born again.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，那里有这个词，就是说重生。
If you were to be born again, would you think things would be different?
如果你真的重生了，那么你认为事情会不一样吗？
I've often asked you this question, what would be different about me if I were to be born in China? Would it be different?
现在我通常会问你们这个问题：如果我是在中国出生的话呢，对我来说有什么不一样吗？
And my friends say, if you were born in China, Harold, you'd be different.
对，我的朋友就跟我说：“是是是，Harold，如果你在中国出生，你肯定跟现在不一样。”
Now, when you're born again, the Lord Jesus Christ gives you a new life, you're going to be different.
当你重生以后呢，主耶稣基督会赐给你一个新的生命，你会完全不一样。
And that's our objective. We want to be different. If we're born again by Jesus, we're going to be like Jesus.
这是我们的目标。我们呢，如果我们主耶稣基督让我们重生了，那我们要完全不一样，我们要像主耶稣基督那样。
If I had a son and he were born into my family, he would end up being like me.
所以呢，如果我有一个儿子，他在我家里出生的话呢，他最终呢，他会像我。
Frankly, I'd feel very sorry for him.
所以呢，坦率的说呢，我为他感到很遗憾。
But I get to be like Jesus.
但是呢，我会越来越像耶稣，
Wonderful.
这个是很奇妙的。
I had a good daddy, and I was supposed to be like him.
我有一个好的爸爸，我应该像他。
But then I was born again by the Lord Jesus Christ. And I decided and told my daddy, I said, Daddy, I would rather be like Jesus than be like you.
然后呢，我重生了以后呢，我跑去跟我爸爸说：“我说爸爸，坦率的说呢，我更想像主耶稣，而不是像你。”
And he was happy with that decision, and I was happy with that decision, and the Lord Jesus was happy with that decision.
所以呢，我爸爸很高兴我做出这样的决定，我也很高兴我做出这样的决定，主耶稣基督也很高兴我做出这样的决定。
Now verse 17, if anyone is in Jesus Christ, he's a new creation. Everything has become new. It's all become wonderful.
所以说这个呢，就是第十七节说的，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造之物。所以这个呢，所有的一切都是新的，这是一个绝对奇妙的。
So Paul says to the Corinthians, don't you expect me to be almost normal? He says, I'm going to be supra normal from now on.
他说呢，使徒保罗跟哥林多人说呢，你不要觉得我现在是很正常的，我会变得非常的正常，从现在开始。
I don't know how that phrase supra normal works out in Chinese. I don't know how to translate it, but it's a good word.
所以呢，他不知道那个 supernormal 是怎么用中文翻译。其实呢，他就是认为是一个好的词，他会超级正常。
You and I get to be like Jesus. that is supra-normal.
所以呢，就是你我呢，就是会像那个主耶稣基督，那就是超级正常。
All right, well, for sake of time, I think we're going to leave those considerations there this week. We'll pick it up in verse 18 next time we're together.
这就是今天我们所学到第十七节，下个星期呢，我们会从第十八节开始。
What do we know about the Apostle Paul? How does he operate?
所以呢，我们对使徒保罗了解多少呢？他是怎么去运作的呢？
And so these truths are given to us in two regards. Number one, to understand Paul.
所以呢，这些节经文呢，给了真理给我们，是让我们第一个呢是理解了解一下使徒保罗。
And number two, to understand how we should be like him.
所以呢，第二个呢，就是说呢，我们怎么样可以像他一样。
Well, that's our story then for today. We'll keep going next time. Praise the Lord.
所以呢，这就是我们今天的故事。我们下一星期呢继续，我们赞美主。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来做一个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you.You are a good God.
对主啊，我们要谢谢您，您是一个好神。
And it's true, Lord, when we get to know Jesus, it's only logical that we live a different life.
对，这个也是个事实。当我们知道呢，我们认识主耶稣基督以后呢，从逻辑上来说呢，我们有一个不同的人生。
Lord, help us to be building, not for this life, but for the blessings that will follow in eternal life.
所以呢，主啊，求您帮助我们，不是在这个世界内建造，而是将来在建造那个将来要来到的那个永生里面。
Help us to remember and therefore live according to the truth that one day you will be the judge and we will be challengedto explain our behavior here every day.
求你帮助我们，我们今天的一言一行，因为终究有一天呢，我们要来到您的面前，您将是那个审判官，我们必须呢，要为我们，让我们来为我们今天所做的一切的事情做个交代。
Lord, bless us, we pray. Help us to live lives that are logical.Using the logic of God and not the logic of man.
所以呢，主啊，求您帮助我们，帮助我们去活着，或者是呢，按照神的逻辑而活，而不是按照这个世界的逻辑而活。
We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and pray your blessing upon us in all things.
所以呢，我们感谢您对我们的良善，也求您呢就是赐福给我们，让我们在所有的事情上都赐福。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for today. Lord bless us.